this is where I get to ask you questions.
All right, so could you start by telling me your name and spell it for me?
My name is Barbara Reinhardt. The first name is B-A-R-B-A-R-A, and the last name is R-E-I-N-H-A-R-T.
Perfect. And could you tell me what you had for breakfast this morning?
I had oatmeal with peaches and walnuts and yogurt. That's about it, I guess. Well, you know, tea, whatnot, yeah.
Perfect. So then...
I wasn't expecting a hard question.
I know. I mean, some people say nothing,
so... Oh, no, that'd be not me.
But I hear some delicious things, and that sounded great.
Oh, yeah, I gotta have that start, you know? Yeah, okay.
So our next question is, when you think of the process of voting in the United States, where would you say you are on the scale between trust and distrust? And I would invite you to move this little card that says me to the side you feel strongest for.
Yes.
Or even in the middle, like whatever you feel. You Sorry.
Bet. Well, no, my response is that I am as far as I can get to the side of trust.
Perfect. And could you tell us why you feel that way, or what story kind of makes you feel more trustful of the system?
Sure. Well, I think once I was an election observer, I mean, that was that kind of, you know, just by actually being there physically, for besides just showing up and voting, you know, I saw that it all is, you know, there wouldn't be a way anybody could cheat, as far as I could, or, you know, so there's that, and you know, every time I vote, it's volunteers, you know, people that just, they don't have, you know, some reason to do anything nefarious, and what else about it? I mean, well, and I suppose with the whole, you know, 2020 doubting, you know, what came out, I mean, it's, you've never seen anything, like, looked at however many times, and anyway, it seems like if there had been something to uncover, it would have been uncovered, so, and I just trust, you know, obviously I trust that the options for fraud are minuscule, and, you know, that's where I am with that, so I think I answered that, yeah.
That was a perfect answer. Thank you so much. So you shared the story of why you picked that spot. Mm-hmm. So now I ask, you do have it all the way on the side of trust, but our next question is, where would you like to be on this scale? Or if you have a different...
Where would I like to be? I'm good where I am. I mean, this may be outside of the realm of what you're wanting to talk about. I mean, if in the ideal world, the presidential election would not be Electoral College determined, it would be one person, one vote, rather than you know the number of anyway. So there's that. So that's not about trust, as about some dissatisfaction with the process in that way. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And our last question is, can you imagine the conditions in which you could be? But I think you kind of answered that with the Electoral College. But is there anything else that you can imagine, like a more trustful voting system for, outside of what you've already shared with us?
I think maybe building more people voting would add to people's trust level. I mean, I guess I'd be curious to find out how many people vote that actually vote that don't trust the system. And that kind of gets to things like absentee voting, you know, like what's the problem with that? You know, I don't know. and what else? I mean, I guess as long as we're talking about it, I think I could even have even more trust if, like I say, more people voted, if there was access. You know, I feel like the more we pass laws that make it harder for people to vote, the more that could lead people to distrust the vote. So there's that.
Wonderful. And is there anything else you wanted to share today?
This is a beautiful story cart, and the artist who constructed it deserves a raise.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.